We're still on the Tosfos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos raises a lot of issues here. They explain that the situation that Beishama and Bisula were arguing about, the Chatzieved, the Chatzieved Choyrin, what does he do to raise a family? This is really a situation, whatever you're going to do is going to be an Issa. So the Gemara is trying to figure out which is the least of all of the evils, which is the least Issa. Because to be koyfer the rabba also ben charan is a violation of we paskan like Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Shmuel. I'm shachar abdo over beesay. The other mehem tavoidu. That's what Tosis holds. On Shabbos on Dav Dalid, Tosis quotes the Gemara on Shabbos Dav Dalid, where the Gemara says you don't say chate b'shul sheiska chavercha, chate b'shul shetiske you do say. That's different rare cases. And after Matan Torah, they would say it more often, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. And after Matan Torah, we very rarely apply it. Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. Chatei B'Shul Shetiske Chavercha. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Dalet, we never say, it doesn't pay, it's not a smart investment. I'm going to do an Avera Kala in order to save someone else from an Avera Chamura. Who says, I don't control the other fellow. He may decide not to be observant at all. He'll come and I did an Avera and I didn't accomplish anything. Guy's going to be Mechal Shabbos and more. So there on that daf, there's a Tosfos there in Daf Dalet. It says, Dima Maschel, Bichi, Shabbos Dalet and Malchim. There, there's a famous Rashba. The Rashba has one line where he suggests that the Din Li Oyla Mohem Tavoidu, HaMashach Rabbah, the Oyla Besi, is only if I own the whole Evid. But if I own a Chatzi Evid, the Chatzi is a Ben Chorin. Half of him is a Ben Chorin. So it's not going to be Li Oyla Mohem Tavoidu anyway. It's not going to be Li Oyla. It's going to be every other day. So the Rashba says in such a case, there's no violation. The din of Rabbi Akiva doesn't apply. You're not in violation of the Olam Hem Tavoid because you can't. Because half of the Eved is a Ben Choren anyway. So that's a whole discussion in Achrayim. Are the Gemaras to contradict the Rashba? That's the Rashba's suggestion. But Tosfos learns that whatever you're going to do is going to be an Issa. All the suggestions are no good. You're faced with a dilemma where all the mahalchim are no good and you have to be boicha b'mir Torah. And boicha b'mir Torah is not always shevi al tasodim. So don't do anything. Violate, let him not fulfill the mitzvah period. Just leave everything the way it is. That's what Bisilla originally thought. Avras rabbein mechvah sasmeh mechod shevi al tasodim. And the din is chaz Bisilla haris kedir b'shamayim. You don't always say Shevi Al Tasodif. Sometimes that's the determining factor. If you do something wrong, Shevi Al Tasa, that's not as chum as doing something wrong, Bekumbi Aseh. That's the Alab Shein Bo Maise, Ein Loikim Olav, La Sheish Bo Maise, Loikim Olav. So you see that a Shevi Al Tasa is less of an Issa. But the Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf has such a discussion. When a person is faced, the Gemara has a Shai, the person climbed up on a tree on Shabbos. And there's a Mishnah in Beitzah, Ein Oilam Be'ilon. You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos because there is Shema Yitlosh. He may break off a branch. As he's climbing up on the tree, he may break off a branch. So because of that concern, he may break off a branch and violate Kotzer. Kotzer is not only if you pluck off apples from the tree that are edible. Even if you break off branches from the tree, it's also Kotzer. There's Gemaras like that. So they prohibited Eimish Tamshin Be'ilon. Not only Ein Olam Agab Be'ilon, you're not allowed to lean on a tree. You're not allowed to hang. You're not allowed to, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put your jacket, to hang up your jacket on a tree. I used to learn B'chavrusa in the summertime with a Chassidish fellow. So he always used to come to my home. And I used to learn on the lawn in front of my bungalow in the mountains. So he would always hang up his big black jacket on the tree. On the Shabbos, he couldn't hang it up. Shabbos, he would wear his jacket, whatever. You're not allowed to hang it up on the tree. If someone else hanging up on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off of the tree. That's also called Eimish Tamshin Be'ilon. Then the Gemara has a lot of dinim about Eimish Tamshin Be'ilon on Shabbos. That if you have a hammock that's tied on to the tree, if you have the hammock tied onto the tree, so the cord can fall down. So how is it going to hold it up? Let's say you tied it up above the branches, so the rope that holds the hammock is not going to fall down lower than the branches. So that's also Eimish Tamshin Be'ilon, because the Gemara says Tidodim of the Ilon are also awesome. But if you have a nail banged in, to the tree, and then you tie the hammock rope onto the nail, that's called Sidei Tzdodim. I'm resting on the hammock, which is supported by the nail, which is nailed into the tree. So Sidei Tzdodim, the Gemara has the end of Erevin, that is Mutter. The Gemara, the end of Erevin, has the Shaila. A fellow climbed up on a tree on Shabbos, says, V'shoigeg, he didn't realize that it's Usser, and then he's telling me, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. So if he climbs down on a tree, he'll be in violation of climbing on a tree, climbing up, climbing down. If he stays in a tree, he'll also be in violation for longer. If you tell him, stay in the tree till the end of Shabbos, he'll be violating for another 10 hours. Let's say it's 9 o'clock in the morning and Shabbos is over in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so he'll be sitting on a tree for hours and hours and hours, for a longer period of time. If he climbs down on the tree, he'll be in violation of another meal for a shorter period of time. But we consider that kumbe yaseh. If he climbs down, as opposed to just sitting there, he climbed up already on the tree on Shabbos, b'shoigeg. So now we say he's in violation of Eim Shtam Shemilon, b'shei b'altas. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, which is the lesser of the evil? Should he climb down right away, or should he sit there, shei b'altas? And the Gemara says, you don't always say shei b'altas, or if there are other factors that take precedence in determining which is akal akal tchil, which is the least of all of the evils. That's what I mentioned, that the Aguda for years never in Eretz Yisrael, since Hakamas Hamdina in the early years, they never joined the coalition government. They held that it's usher, because the government did things that were against the Jewish religion. And then after many years, and the Mizrahi always joined the coalition whenever they were able to, because they felt under the circumstances, it's the least of all of the evils. If you're not going to join the government, you won't get them to support any Torah. If you join, so they'll support a little bit. So after many years, they are going to realize that that's Taka the Din. You have to be Boicha B'miyot Torah. So when they attacked Rav Shach, why at that time he was in the head of the Vad, Mu'etzes G'dol HaTorah, the Aguda in Eretz Yisrael. So when they attacked him, Ayitochin, the Gedolim in the earlier generation, said, Zihorek Bal Yavah, you're not allowed to join the coalition government. So he sent a letter to Rav Shneur Kotler. We have a tradition, you have to be Boicha B'miyot Torah. That's this sugya, the way Tosfos learns. That's this topic over here. And that's the sugi in Erev and Daf Kuf. And Boicha B'miyot Torah, sometimes the Miyot Torah is Shei B'al Tasor, but not always. That's not the sole determining factor. Sometimes there are other considerations. So Tosfos raises a question. Whatever you're going to do is going to be an Issa. If you leave the thing the way it is now, L'to B'ro L'Shevus Yitzora. He's interested in getting married. He won't be able to Lisa Shibcha Niyochol, Lisa Baschari Niyochol, Ba'lo L'Nivra Olam Elo. So that will be a problem. And if you pressure the Odom to be Mishachrim, the Odom will be in violation of the Yisr, and Mishachrim the Oiva Be'asei. So Tosfos raises the question, let the Chatzi Ben Chorin sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So half of him will be an Eved Kenayin. Eved Kenayin is Mutter B'Shivcha Kenayinis. Half of him will be an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is also Mutter B'Shivcha Kenayinis. We said there's a machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. The Shar Melech raised the question: when you say Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis, is only if Rabba Moser lo shivcha k'nainis, the Odom wants to have children, and he wants the Eved Ivri to sleep with the shivcha k'nainis, in order that Huisha b'lodeh tiel adonai. If the mother's a shivcha k'nainis, all of Lodes belong to him also. So that's his interest. Is it only mutter b'shivcha k'nainis in the line of duty if the Odom demands it of him? Or is it even mutter on his own? The Odom doesn't care one way or the other. The Eved fell in love. He sees a good look in shivcha k'nainis mutter. So that's the Shar HaMelech on the Rambam. Raises that sofik, and it looks like that's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. We spoke about it. Tosfos holds that there is no kinyan iser in an Eved Ivri, only an Eved k'naini. And mutter b'shivcha k'nainis is only in the line of duty. And the Rambam says, no, there's a kinyan iser on the Eved Ivri, and that's why it's Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis even on his own, even if it's not the line of duty. So that's what Tosfos asks over here. Let the Chatzi Ben Chorin sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Can't sell himself an Eved K'naini. He's already a Ben Chorin. He's a Yisrael. Let him sell himself to an Odom who wants to have lodas. So half of him is an Eved K'naini. He's Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis. No problem. Half of him is an Eved Ivri. Will be mutter b'shivcha k'nainis upon the request of the Odom. So that's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says, no, that's also not a good eitzah, because The Gemara says one is not permitted to sell himself as a, it's an Iser. One is not permitted. Also, Lim Karatzma Be'evet Ivri Kidyamin and Perakamba the Kedushin. Also, Shisham al Harsini Kidlim and Isor Lavadim, Velay Avadim Lavadim. Halacha Macher is Hatzma Be'evet Ivri. You're not allowed to sell yourself as an Iser. So, whatever you're going to do here is going to be an Iser. So, the Tanoim, Be'sham, and Be'sil are trying to figure out which is the least of all the evils here. Also, Lim Karatzma Be'evet Ivri. Also, you're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. Yeah. So it means everyone has to be self-employed. Everyone has to be self-employed. Whenever you're going to work for someone else, that's already a bizoyan. So the answer is no. To be a poil, that's mutas. To be employed by someone else, that's a poil. But to sell yourself as an eved ivri, that's not allowed. What's the demarcation line between a poil and an eved ivri? When do you call him a poil? When do you call him an eved ivri? He agrees to be a poil for the next 20 years. So is that an Iser? Or you say, no, that's a poil. It makes a difference what word you use. Whether you say poil. So the Gemara says, based on that pasuk, ki li b'nei so la'avodim la'avodim, that a poil choseh ba'afilu b'emtzayom. A poil has the right to quit in the middle of the job. If he's going to foul up the whole business, let's say, a Rebbe in the yeshiva is going to quit in the middle of the year. So if it's going to cause problems, he has no right to quit. If it's not going to cause problems, they'll have 20 students in his class. So they'll divide the students up, or they'll get another Rebbe. He can easily get another Rebbe to give the shiur. So if it's not going to cause problems, he can quit right away. And if it'll cause problems, he has to give him a month or two to get another Rebbe instead of him. Same thing, let's say a fellow's working on a farm, a fellow's working in a factory. So he wants to quit today. So if they have the ability to function without him, they'll be able to hire someone else for tomorrow. So then he can quit today. And if it'll take him a week or a month to hire someone else, he's not allowed to quit until the week or the month are up. So the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk, if you'll say that a poil cannot quit in the middle of the job, then he's like an Eved. Doesn't matter what word you use, even if you say poil, even if you say, I agree to work and you're employed. But if the din would have been that you can't quit in the middle, then it's like an avidus. And the Torah says, Kili b'nei so l'avonim, l'avonim, l'avonim. So that's how we know that poil chazabah fi l'bem tzayom. So a lot of Rishayim say, since the poil can quit, Eved Ivri can't quit in the middle. Eved Ivri sold himself for 6 years, so then... there's a machlekes hatanoim. When the bezin is machru bezin, there are two kinds of eved ivri. There's machru bezin and mecher atzma. So machru bezin is only nimkar al sheish. He can't sell himself for more than 6 years. The bezin will not sell him for more than 6 years. What about mecher atzma? So that's a machlekes. Tosis quotes in the first parak in Kiddushin. You have all the dinim of Maseches Kiddushin begins. So isha niknes. How do you kaina a wife? Then it says, karka is niknes. Then it has metaltalim on niknem. Then how do you buy an eved knaini? How do you buy an eved ivri? How do you buy shtaris? How do you buy the first perek in Kedushin? Talks about how do you acquire ownership on various things. A lot of the kinyonim appear here in perek hamoches hasfina. How do you sell a sfina as metaltalim? How do you spell karka? Which kinyonim work on metaltalim? How are you supposed to do them? A lot of details. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim there. All of this special dinim, let's say eved ivri is muta b'shivcha knainis. Is that only by machru bezin? The parsha in Mishpatim ki machalocha chivriya talks about machru bezin, that bezin sold them. And Imka big nevas doesn't talk about mecher atzma. So we pass mecher atzma is not muta b'shivcha knainis. This is all kasha was. Let him sell himself as an eved ivri according to that opinion. And the Tanoim, whom we don't accept, we say Mecher Atzma is not Mutav Shivcha Kleinis. We say Mecher Atzma can sell himself Yoser Al Sheish. Mecher Atzma doesn't have Hanoke. All the dinim that are described in the Chumash in connection with that Eved Ivri, all the dinim are written in connection with Machru Bezin. And that's a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Mecher Atzma also has the same dinim or not. So that's what Tosei asks the Kasha. According to that opinion, that a Mecher Atzma is also Mutav Shivcha Kleinis, I don't think we accept that opinion. So why didn't Beis Shammai Beis Hillel come up with that suggestion? So they say, no, that's prohibited. And that's a bigger iser than the iser of the Odon. The Odon has an iser, HaMashachar Abda Oiva Be'esei, that's an iser esei, but it's a mitzvah rabbi, so we say, Chatei Bishvil She'yiske Chavercha over here. But if the person must sell himself as an Eved Ivri, that's a bigger iser. Selling himself as an Eved Ivri is a bigger avera than freeing the Chatzi Eved. M'shachar Abba Oiva Be'esei, yeah. Tosis, the whole kasha was, if one assumes that a Mecher Atzmo is Muta B'Shivcha Kleinu, then you have to make another assumption. The Gemara says, "Be paskan la'alacha only yesh le'isha u'banim." If he was married before he was sold as an eved ivri, then he's muta b'shivcha k'nainis. But if he was never married before, then we assume ein rabba mosa lo shivcha k'nainis. It's not permissible. So here we're talking a fellow. He was never married before. He was never married. He's a chati eved b'chatz mechar. He's stuck in limbo. He can't live with the Shivcha Knanis, can't live with the Yisraelis, with the Baschar. So Tosis' whole kasha was on the assumption that a Mecher Atzmo is Muta B'Shivcha Knanis, and on the assumption, even Ein Lo Isha Ubonim, even if he was never married before, still Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Knanis. Then Tosis says also, the kasha is a silly kasha. Kasha is based on a mistake. There's another din. There's the pasuk that appears on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia that says, Krosim Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveho. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. The Liberty Bell was commissioned to be made by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to represent the idea that there's freedom of religion in America. They don't force us to be Avdei Avodah. It's a Christian country, but they don't force you to be Christians. They allow you to observe your own religion. In Europe, they used to there were areas where they would persecute Christians also. So when they came to America, they were happy no one's persecuting them. So they realized they shouldn't persecute someone who wants to be Jewish. You should be free, all the different freedoms, the Bill of Rights. So you have the freedom of religion here. So that Pusik and the Liberty Bell, the cross from Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveho, is quoted by the Gemara in the original Hebrew. In the end of Erechin, the Gemara quotes that Pusik to teach us what does it mean? Krosim Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveho. It means that Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, Eved Ivri goes free. Eved K'nani does not go free, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Eved Ivri goes free. Krosim Dror Ba'aretz, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land. And what does it mean to all its inhabitants? L'chol Yoshveho. So the Gemara in the end of Erechin understands it to mean, Bizman Shekol Yoshveho Oleho. The full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only present when all the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. When hardly any Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is incomplete, and many of the mitzvahs do not apply. So what are the mitzvahs? Says Yovel. The original pasuk is Yovel. It says, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land, on Yom Kippur shall Yovel. All avodim ivrim go free, provided, l'chol yoshveho, if you have kol yoshveho oleho. So what does that mean? How do you define kol yoshveho oleho? So probably Ruba Kukula, if you have 51% of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, that's probably good enough. With Man Baisheni, there was not 51%, way less than 51%. Very few Jews came back. After the 7 years of Golos Bavel, hardly any Jews came back, just that a few, 40,000 some odd Jews came back, and the overwhelming majority of the Jews remained behind. So the question is, was Yovel Noig Bizman Bayusheni? So there's a din of Shemitah. This year is a Shnas HaShemitah. Shviyas Mishametas Bisofo. When Shemitah comes to an end, comes to a close, so if somebody owes money to someone else, Derech Halvoya, so the debt is canceled. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay the money. So the Gemara says that people in the days of Hillel, Hillel was the chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechah Shabbos, Hillel and Shammai were contemporary. Hillel was the chief rabbi. Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. The Nasi and the Abbezin. The Gemara says in Chagigah that all those Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that list off the Zugos, Hillel and Shammai and all the other Zugos there. So the first name mentioned was the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin. And the second name mentioned is the Abbezin, He was the head of the minority group. Like in Congress, you have who's the majority and who's the Speaker of the House is the head of the minority, I think, something like that. So in the Sanhedrin also they had like that. So Hillel saw that people were not lending money. It was in the middle of Shnas HaShemitah. They were afraid to lend money because Shemitah is going to come to a close and the fellow is going to not pay me back the rest of the money that he owes me. And they were in violation of the Pasuk. How does it say? He shouldn't say, Korvash Nas HaShem Shnas HaShemitah V'ro Einchav Yachicha O'Ivri O'He Ivriya, and you won't want to lend the money. So it says you're not allowed to do that. You should lend money. So Hillel saw that the people are violating what it says in the Chumash. They're not lending money to each other because, you know, Shemitah is going to cancel all the debts. So Hillel made the Takana approval. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Gittin, middle of Gittin. You have Gittin is all about getting divorced. So the Mishnah in HaShaleach lists off a couple of Takanas, the Rabbanon. When a man sends a get, Aydei Shliach, and then the Mishnah, Agab, those Takanas, lists off all kinds of Takanas about Kriyas HaTorah. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah. And takonis about the making the Erev in the apartment building, all kinds of takonis. And then the Tosefta has more takonis there, many, many more takonis. So, what's the din? What's the din? if Yoivel is not Yoivel, because you don't have Kol Yoshvero Aleho, then Shemitah will only be midirabbanan. Shemitah won't be min haTorah. Why not? Because there's a machlokes hatanaim. This is the Gemara on Daf Gimel in Moed Katan. Moed Katan is all about the dinim of Chala Moed. So the Gemara on Daf Gimel alludes to, the Gemara never quotes it, Rashi quotes it, alludes to a brisa in the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, at the beginning of Parshas Behar. Torah says every seventh year is Shemitah, and after seven Shemitahs after the 49th year. Next year is Yovel. So, and these are two different parshios. There's a Psuch or a Stuma in between, I forgot what, but it's a different paragraph in the Sefer Torah. So the Sifroa has a machlekes, Rebbe Nachachamim. What if you know in advance that you don't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho? You don't have 51% of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. They have to observe Shemitah in our Torah. Because that pasuk Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, that's only the parsha of Yovel. Yovel is not noig b'zman she'ein Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, but Shemitah maybe applies even ain Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. Or maybe I should say no. The mitzvah derais of observing Shemitah is only if you know in advance that it's probably going to lead up to Yovel. It's going to come the 50th year, there will be a Yovel. But if you look in advance and it's not going to lead up to Yovel because you know that you're lacking Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only with the Rabban. So the Rabbi Natam stands alone. Most of the Rishonim reject this Rabbi Natam. The Taisus is pushing for this Rabbi Natam. So they're accepting the Rabbi Natam. But most of the Rishonim do not accept. Most of the Rishonim say correct. Bizman Baisheni, there was not Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, and there was no Yovel. So therefore the Shemitah was only with the Rabban. There was no Shemitah there. So Rabbi Natam understood otherwise, that there was Yovel, and there was Shemitah in HaTorah. Because we accept, the Gemara says in Moed Katan Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we accept Shitas Rebbe, that the only time you have Shemitah Deraisa is if you know in advance that it's going to lead up, it can lead up to Yovel. But if it looks like it can't lead up to Yovel, then you don't have Shemitah Deraisa. So the Rabbi Natam understood that Baisheni, it was Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. It was only 43,000 Jews came back from Golas Bavel. That's not the 51% of the world Jewish population. So Tosis in Gittin explains. But the Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, Psukim tell you how many were from each Shevet. How many thousand were there from Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yisachar. Since every Shevet was represented, that's called Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, despite the fact that it's less than 50%. That's what the Rabbi Natam holds. And the other Rishonim disagree. They say that Yovel was not Noeg, and Shemitah was only the Rabbanim, Bizman Baisheni. So then there's a Gemara, and Tosis quote, every line they quote another Gemara, there's a Gemara. Ain Eved Ivri Noeg, Ela Bizman Sha Yovel Noeg. You can't have an Eved Ivri Bizman Hazeh, because there is no Yovel. Every seventh year is a Shemitah, but we don't say every 50th year is a Yovel. You don't even count the Yovel as a blank year. He said that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivid, whether you should count the Yovel as a, every 50th year should be a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. So we not even count the Yovel as a blank year. We don't have Yovel at all. Every 7th year is Shemitah and that's all. There's no Yovel at all. So if there's no Yovel at all, then it's a dead giveaway. The whole Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon, because we pass on like Rebbe in that Torah's Kohanim and that's it for all. There's a case of Mishnah on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the dinim of Shemitah noy bein b'fnei habayis bein shelo b'fnei habayis. What does that mean? The mitzvah Shemitah applies whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or there's not a Beis HaMikdash. So the case of Mishnah understood bein shelo b'fnei habayis means after the churban habayis you still observe Shemitah. I bet you don't have kol yoshvecho oleho. So the case of Mishnah says you see from the Rambam that Shemitah b'zmanu says there I see, even though you don't have kol yoshvecho after the churban habayis rishon. There was no longer kol yoshvecho oleho. So you see from the Rambam that he doesn't require kol yoshvecho oleho for the yovel. So all of the Achronim disagree with that case of Mishnah. They say it's not correct. They say Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole, we spoke about a little bit. Rabbi Yosef Engel had a daughter. He only had one child. He had a daughter. And the daughter married the son of the Kotzker Rebbe. And the Kotzker Rebbe was upset why the farmers in Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, why they were relying on the Hetter Mechira. He didn't like the Hetter Mechira. So he came up with the Chiddush that Shemitah is called Shabbos Oretz Shabbos Lashem. It's called Shabbos, just like every seventh day of Shabbos, every seventh year of Shabbos. And just like there's a Din Mechal Shabbos, Befeyes Yedina Ka'akum, so one that does Avodas HaKarka in Eretz Yisrael, Befeyes Yedina Ka'akum. So you can't trust them for anything. They can't be mitzar from dominion. Whoa! So Rabbi Yosef Engel, he wrote such a kol kari. And then he sent a copy to Rabbi Yosef Engel to get his approval. So he disapproved in a big way. And he wrote a whole letter, 99 pages long. And he printed the open letter to the Kotzker Rebbe, his Mechut Morgenstern. To the Mechut. So the Kotzker Rebbe never publicized the kol kari. So we don't have a copy of it. All we know is what Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted snatches from the Kol Kare. They were going to publicize it, but then when he attacked his Mechutin and he sent him this long kuntris, so he never publicized the Kol Kare. So they just reprinted recently, just a month ago, they just reprinted the Oitzris Yosef on Shvius, the Sefer by Rabbi Yosef Engel. It used to be 99 pages, now it's 300 pages, because they have footnotes and they made it into separate paragraphs and it's easier to read. And they have subtitles on every time there's a new topic. So it's easier reading now. So he writes, he's prepared to swear a Shavu Daraisa that Shemitah B'zman is only the Rabbanon, not like the Kesem Mishnah. He doesn't accept that Kesem Mishnah. Because we, the Gemara Moikot Nav Gimel Amanam says, we accept the Shita of Rebbe, Machlokes Rebbe and Achachamim in the Torah's Kohanim in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Do you have Shemitah Noig Ben HaTorah B'zman Shein HaYovel Noig? So we assume no, that Shemitah B'zman is there, is only the Rabbanon because there's no Yovel. Now Ben Tam held that B'zman by Sheini it was considered Kol Yoshveh Aleh because every Shevet was represented, even though it was way less than 50%. That's what they write in the newspapers, that very soon it's going to be within a month or two, very soon, it's going to turn out 51% of the world Jewish population will be located in Eretz Yisrael. It's almost 50-50 now, it's approximately 50-50. And there's more aliyah because there's more anti-Semitism all over the world. So more Jews from America are moving to Eretz Yisrael, more Jews from France are moving, from all over the world are moving to Eretz Yisrael. That's the way of the future. We all belong in Eretz Yisrael. We're only here temporarily. That's what we read in Parshas Vayigash when they visited Paro. So their brothers told them, Lo gavaretz banu. So we say in the Haggadah, Lo gavaretz, malam shelo yared yankiv lishtakea b'mitzrayim ala lo gasham, only to live temporarily. Not supposed to live permanently in Chutz Lawrence. All supposed to be moving to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the question. If you're not like the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to have 51% of the world Jewish population. We're soon going to reach that. Then we'll reach that point. So that's a question. Then there won't be any more Het Mechira. Het Mechira is all based on the assumption that the observance of Shemitah is only Midi Rabbanon. But if you're going to have Kol Yoshvecho Aleho, then maybe the observance of Shemitah will be deraisa. How can it be deraisa? You have to have a Sanhedrin counting the years. You don't have a Sanhedrin. You can't make a Sanhedrin. You have to have smicha. So we don't have that. And also, the Gemara in the end of Erechin says, even if you have Kol Yoshvei Haleo, it has to be more than that. It has to be Shevet Reuven is living together in one area, Shevet Shimon living together in one area, Shevet Binyam is living together. Nobody knows what Shevet they belong to. The Kohen Malavim know they belong to Shevet Levi. Some people know, those who claim to be descendants from Malchus Beis David, the Chalap family, claim to be descendants from Malchus Beis David. Okay, Malchus Beis David is from Shevet Yehuda. Those who are descendants for the Bnei Yisachar, his Rebbe told him that he's from Shevet Yisachar. So that's why he called the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. So, but all the 99.99% of the Jews don't know what Shevet they belong to. So you don't have, you still don't have Kol Yoshvei Haleo, according to the Gemara. It seems that it's not enough to have 51% of the world Jewish population living in Eretz. You have to know each Shevet should be living separately.
Are you still missing the Atzeres HaShvatim anyway?
Yeah. Missing a lot, yeah. Yes.
Does Otsa Bezdin work even if Shmita be deraisa?
Does Otsa Bezdin work?
Even if Shmita be deraisa?
Yeah. Otsa Bezdin works, yeah. Yes, a big tesis. They raise a lot of issues here. So, everyone has to be self-employed? Gemara says no. So therefore, you have a right to quit. If you sell yourself as an eved, you can't quit in the middle. So that's called an eved. I sold myself for a farm. But if I'm a poyel, I can always quit in the middle. So therefore, Pashtus and Limar, there's no violation, even if I sign a 20-year contract. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, they don't, that's, when you learn Bava Metzia, and the Gemara quotes the Dinim, the difference between a Poel and an Eved. So you read the Taisa, the Taisa said, there's no problem in becoming a Poel, because a Poel chose about Philip Bam Sayam. Poel always has the right to quit. An Eved is stuck, Eved can't quit. But when you look in Shulchan Aruch, they quote other Balei HaTaisas. They don't quote that in Bava Metzia, seems the main sheet is that even if a poel signs a contract for 20 years, since he has a right to quit in the middle, there's no iser. You look in Shulchan Aruch, so they have two opinions. So one opinion is the Pasuk says you should give Hanik Tanik Lo when the Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish, after 6 years, it says you should give him Hanok, Ki Mishnes Cha Socher Avot Cha Sheishon, because he worked for you twice as hard as a poel. Ki Mishne, double. Double in my Mishnah Schar Socher Avot, he worked twice as hard as a Poel. Why twice as hard? So the Rishonim have two Pshatim there. So Tosfos and Shabbos learns a normal Poel Bizman HaTanach, a Bizman HaGemara, used to work for 3 years. And Eved Ivri works for 6 years. That's Pshat Ki Mishnah Schar Socher Avot. There's such a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that a guy signed up to work on a farm as a helper on the farm for 3 years, and he didn't see it, and he lived in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And after the 3 years were up, he went back home to see his wife, and then all discussion in the Gemara. So I see from the Gemara that the average worker would agree to sign a contract to work for 3 years. The Eved Ivri is Mishnas Chasocher Avotcha. So that's what some Rishonim say. You're permitted to sign a 3-year contract. More than 3 years is already an Isser of Kelei Bnei Yisrael Avodim L'Avodim L'Avodim. You're not allowed to sign a contract to do more. Other Balei HaTosfos say, no. Rashi and Chumash said, what in commission is Chasachar Avodcha? A poel is only Oved Bayom. He's not Oved Bayom, a Balei who does not work 24 hours a day, all day and all night. He works in the daytime. That's all. A poel, the Gemara says in Asechus HaPoelim, the poel has to work based on the posting of Baruch HaNafshi. It says the poel works from Malos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKram. It doesn't have to work all night long. But the Eved Ivri is Oved Esrabba Bayom Ubalayla. That's what it means. Mishnes Chasachar Avotcha. The Eved Ivri works Bayom Ubalayla. Well, how does he work Balayla? Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis. So according to that opinion, in Shulchan Aruch, according to that opinion, he's not allowed to sign up to be a poel. He can't sign a contract, a 6-year contract or more. is already a nisa. 6 years or more is already a nisa. Anything less than 6 years is mutter. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in Europe there used to be two practices. You can't say menhagim. There were two practices. One practice was people would only sign a 3-year contract, not more than 3 years, because 3 years is a poel. More than 3 years is already like an eved. And others would sign a 5-year contract. Anything less than 6 years is mutter, and 6 years or more is awesome. And the pash. So there were two practices, whether you sign a 3-year contract or a 5-year contract. But to sign more than 3 years, according to the first sheet, or 6 years or more, that would already be an issa. And the pashtus really should have been not so. Pashtus should have been, the poel can always quit whenever he wants. Poel chozer b'afil b'emtza yom. Even if he signs a 20-year contract, it should have been muta. But somehow the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch quoted the other opinions, that you shouldn't sign more than 3-year contract, or you shouldn't sign a 6-year or more contract. Tosis here raises the question, why does the Mishnah Gittin, this Mishnah about the Chatz Yevid, the Chatz Ben Chorin, Beishamai argue the point, Kof and Esrab, also Ben Chorin, because the Pasuk says, Alto Baro, Lashavis Yitzhava Halala, Nivra Ha'olam Ela, the Piriviriv Shanema. Why do they quote Alto Baro? Why don't they quote the Pasuk Piriviriv? So Tosis gives one answer. Piriviriv, he's honest, he's stuck, he's in a predicament. He can't do anything about it because he's a chatzi abed v'chatzi ben chorin. So he's on us. So we wouldn't pressure the adon to free the abed, the chatzi abed k'naini, chatzi abed, chatzi ben chorin. The other should to free. He wouldn't pressure the adon to free the chatzi abed that he owns because in the mitzvah peruvia, because the abed is pater from that, because einus rachmana patre. So. What kind of an answer is that? And now why are... That's why the Mishnah quoted the other pasuk. Just like he's honest on Pir Beribia, he's honest on Oto Brola Shevis Yitzor. So how does that answer the question? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has another one of his svar. It's interesting. Rabbi Yosef Engel apparently wrote tons of essays. And then when he had enough money, he would print a bunch of essays. He would decide which ones he's going to print first. When he was about to print the essays, he would pick a name. He would pick a title for the sefer. So when he had enough money to print 26 essays, he called it Asman Deraisa. Why? Because there are 26 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. I think something like that. Aleph to... How many letters are there in the Hebrew alphabet? Aleph to Yud is 10, then Yud to Chav is an Yud Aleph. No, not Yud Aleph. Chof, Lamin, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzarek, Kuf, Reish, Shin, Tov is 22 letters. But then you have the final letters, no? Mem, Nun, Pei, Tzarek, Chof, Menatzpach. So that's 22 and 5 is 27. So I think he had enough money to print 27 essays. They called it Asman Deraisa, the Osios of the Torah. There are 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, they printed that. Then he had enough money to print, he didn't have money. Then he had enough money to print 17 essays. He called it Gematria Tov. So he called the Sefer Lekach Tov. That's what he writes. He called it Lekach Tov because he only has enough money to print 17 essays. Then he printed Beis HaOitzer. He wrote a whole encyclopedia of his Chidushim, alphabetically arranged. So during his lifetime, he only printed Aleph, and part of the letter base, 1.5 letters. And all the rest had another 35 volumes of manuscript that goes through the whole alphabet. So his children, he died around 100 years ago, in the early 1900s. So his children had to run away from the Nazis. Children and grandchildren had to run away from the Nazis. So they write that they hid it in 3 different cities, and they're still looking for it. Some people went back after the war to look for it. They couldn't find it because they didn't know where they hid it. So now they have more. They have the diary of the granddaughter, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the grandson's wife. So she wrote where they hid it. So they're going to go look to find the rest of the encyclopedia. But that was never printed. It's interesting. Yeah, tons of ksavim. So in one of his svarim, Asman Deraisa, so he writes a shaila. when we say Oynes Rachmana Patri, if a person is Onus, so he's Potter. What do you mean he's Potter? He's Potter from the mitzvah. Let's say he's in the intensive care unit. He davened Shachris in the morning, and then he had to go in for surgery. And then the whole Zman Mincha, he's in intensive care. He can't daven. He's unconscious, or he has pipes in his mouth and his stomach and his ears. Although he can't daven. So the whole Zman, he was honest. So this Ernest Rachmana Patra means you're potter from davening, or means Ernest Rachmana Patra, you won't be punished. You're potter from an Einish. You won't be punished for not doing the mitzvah because you were honest. How do you understand Ernest Rachmana Patra? So he suggests maybe there should be a difference between a mitzvah bin adam lamakam and bin adam lachaveir. Because the Gemara has an expression, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'trunya im b'riyosav. The Baruch Shalom doesn't come complaining against human beings why they didn't keep all the mitzvahs if it was impossible, so he's not going to come with any, he won't have any tarumas against us. So maybe if the nature of the mitzvah is bin adam lamakam, I didn't daven, I didn't lick tefillin today, I didn't shake a lulav, I didn't eat matzah, I didn't sit in the sukkah. If I was onus, if it was just physically impossible, maybe there so maybe there's no chiyav at all. If it's made on machaveiroi, maybe really there is a mitzvah, but it's just you won't be punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's what he suggests. Maybe this taisvus leaves you hanging in the middle. They give the first half of the answer. They didn't finish the whole sentence. Yes, why did the Mishnah quote, why did Bishamai quote the Pasuk in Yishar, Lato Barola Shevis Yitzorah? Why didn't they quote the Pasuk Piri Virivya? So Taisus later on gives the answer because it's saying over here, in this case, you have a dilemma here, whatever you're going to do is going to be an issue. You have to be Bechad the Miotara. So the Miotara under the circumstances is Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chavercha. They only say Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chavercha if it's a mitzvah rabba. So that's why they quoted Lato Barah to demonstrate that it's a mitzvah rabba. Just like the Gemara says in Taisus quotes in the Gemara Megillah, I think. The last line in the Taisus Shenemar. They quote Gemara at the end of Megillah. If you sell a Sefer Torah and you get paid money, what do you do with the money? So, Minatari can do whatever you want. And the Rabbanon, they treat it like Perishvis. If you sell Perishvis and they give you money, so the Perishvis are Terpsim Demeyim. The money becomes Nitfas Begdusha's Perishvis, and you have to buy food. You can buy salami, you can buy flesh. It doesn't have to be gedulei karka. You have to buy food that you're going to eat before the Zman HaBiur of that original food that you sold. So that's a din by. There's a din hegdishes teifas damam. That's a din menatora. Perishvis or terms in the name is a din menatora. And avodizar tefeses damel. If a person sells avodizar and he gets money for it, it's also teifas damam. So here's a din mid the Rabbanim, when you sell a Sefer Torah is Teif is Dhamma. When you sell a Shul, the Shul is Teif is Dhamma. You have to say that. Then you say, Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marin. You're only allowed to use the money for a higher level of Kedusha. So if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use it for any other purpose other than Lil Matorah V'lisa Isha. Let's say you want to marry off a Yisayma. She doesn't have any money. So if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to use the money Lisa Isha, Alum Torah. You sell the Sefer Torah. Shul has 25 Sefer Torah. What are they going to do with so many Sefer Torah? So they sell 20, and they 5 is more than enough. 5 Sefer Torah is more than enough. Well, they need 25 Sefer Torah for HaKofis. They never need more than 5 Sefer Torah. So they sell 20. What do they do with the money? You give it to a yeshiva to support. What kind of a heter is that? The answer is the whole deal in the first place, that the selling the Sefer Torah is Tefer is dumb. The whole thing is only a deal with the Rabbanim. So hey mama, hey mama. So they gave these two kulas. Why Lumatar Valisa Isha? Because Lumatar Valisa Isha, this is a mitzvah rabba. Why is Lumatar? So the Gemara says, Lumatar, why? Domamar. They had a debate in the days of the Tanoim, which is more important, Lumatar, Taira or mitzvah. So the Gemara says, they finally came to the conclusion, Godel Tamatar, Shemevi Lidemai. So the mitzvah Tamatar is more important than shaking a lulav and doing all the other mitzvahs, because limud Torah will be mevili de mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, it won't be mevili de Torah. But limud Torah is both a mitzvah on its own, and it'll be mevili de the other mitzvahs. So that's a mitzvah rabba, limud Torah. from Turk and Eged Kulam. There's more schar. So Lima Yoter is a mitzvah Rav Lisa Isha because of Tov Baro Shevis Yitzvah. So Tosa, just like the Gemara there in Megillah is explaining why when the Chachamim made the Chumrah that Midir Rabbanan, that when you sell a Sefer Torah Tefes Dama, you're not allowed to use the money for yourself, you have to use it for Malam HaKadosh V'lam, or even something more important than a Sefer Torah. So why did they make these two exceptions to the rule? Because these two are mitzvah rabbalas, l'lumah torah l'isa isha, to marry off a yisaymel. So too our Gemara quoted the pasuk lo tov bara to emphasize that it's a mitzvah rabba, and therefore it makes sense to say chateh b'shul she'iska chaver. And they quoted Gemara psachim like that, that you're not allowed to bring, there's an essay, the hashlama, aleh hashlem kol hakavanas kulam. You're not allowed to bring any karbonis before the Tom Shal Shachar. You're not allowed to bring any karbonis after the Tom Shal Bein Ha'abayim. B'di'evet, Tosfos says, we assume if you brought karbonis before the Tom Shal Shachar, b'di'evet, it's kosher. And b'di'evet, if you brought karbonis after the Tom Shal Bein Ha'abayim, the karbonis will not be possible. But l'chatchila, it's not proper to do that. So because b'di'evet, the karbonis will be kosher, that's why it says both in the Mechaber and the Ramah, they both write the same thing. What if a person davens musaf on Shabbos or Yanta before he davens shachris? So since in the Beis Hamikdash, if you bring the musafim before the tminim, it would be kosher b'di'evet. That's why if you daven musaf before shachris, it would be good b'di'evet. There used to be a fellow here in the neighborhood. He passed away already. He was missing a couple of marbles. So he used to come late. He often came late to shul. And then he would come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Then he would daven musaf with everybody. Then every other week when he came late, so he would ask to say, same shaila, is he allowed to daven shachris after he already daven musaf? It's out of order. So the answer was yes. It says b'feirush on the Shulchan Aruch that din, that's the essay, the hashlama. You're not allowed to bring any karbonis after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. But the Gemara says there are some exceptions to the rule. So one is the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is always brought l'chatchila after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. And there are millions of Jews come to Yerushalayim every year to bring Zman Shel Beis Hamikdash Yekayim. So they had to move up the Zman of, usually the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim is brought in the middle of the afternoon, between 2:30 and 3:30, smack in the middle of the afternoon. So you have 2:30, you have 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim, and it took approximately 1 hour for the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim from the beginning to the end. And Erev Pesach, you have to bring all the karbonis Pesach after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. So they moved up the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim an hour earlier, and sometimes it would be, if it's Erev Shabbos, they moved it up 2 hours earlier, because you have to broil the Korban Pesach. If it's Erev Pesach, if it's Pesach Cholias B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, and Leil Pesach is Shabbos, then you can't broil the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So you have to broil it on Erev Pesach. So then they moved that to Korban Pesach 2 hours earlier. Then instead of 2:30, it would be 12:30. In a normal year, they moved it up 1 hour. Instead of 2:30, it would be 1:30. And they would have to bring all the Korbanos Pesach before the Shkia. Then they can broil the Korban Pesach at night. So Pesach every year, l'chatchila, was brought after Tamsha Ben Abba. Tosfos is not sure whether Pesach Sheni is also. They have no rise one way or the other. The Gemara only says the first about Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is a suffix in Tosfos. Yeah. What else did they bring? The Ketores is always after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. Where is that? Where does Tosfos quote that Gemara here? Ein l'cha dover here. It says Pesachim Daf Nun Tes. Ein l'cha dover shemesakei v'achat Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim ela Ketores v'Neiros u'Pesach v'chus Kippurim v'arbi Pesachim. The Pesach is l'chila like that. There is he light the menorah after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. Yeah. Also, you're not allowed to be makrib karbonas on the. There was a mizbech ha'pnim and mizbech ha'chitzan. The mizbech ha'chitzan is called the mizbech ha'oila. The ha'pnim is called the mizbech ha'ktoris. So the ktoris is not brought on the outside mizbech, but on the inside mizbech. The din ole hashlem kol ha'karbonas kulam. You have to be makrib all the karbonas on the mizbech before the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. Doesn't go on Ketores, that's on a different Mizbech. And the Neiros is Bechlal not. The Neiros is in the Menorah, it's not on this Mizbech and not on that Mizbech. So really, the one exception to the rule is the Pesach. Korban Pesach was Korban the Mizbech HaChitzon L'chatchila, that's Mitzvasoi. They bring it after the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'abayim. And a Mechusi Kippurim on Erev Pesach. What's a Mechusi Kippurim? There are Abba Mechusi Kapora. There are four people who are Tomei. Zab Zavi Yoledes and Mitzorah. That's the name of the second Perek in Krisis. Perek Abba Mechusir Kapur. So the mission lists off these four people. Zab Zavan, Yoledis, and Mitzora, that whenever a person is tummy, he has to go to the mikveh. When the person comes out of the mikveh, he's tohar with respect to that he's permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni in a state of tumah. Lo bi'artim men of itame, when you say vidoy maisa, and Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, so you say vidoy maisa, bi'arti akodesh men abayis, and you say lo bi'artim men of itame, I did not eat the korban Pesach, I did not eat the maisa sheni in a state of tumah. So once he's tovel in the mikveh, even if he didn't have Hayar Shemesh, he's tohar, he's allowed to eat maisa sheni. But if he's a kohen who wants to eat truma, then he has to wait till Hayar Shemesh. That's the first mention in Brachas. B'shashar kan mechnasam lechol b'chumasam. You have to wait till Tzeisar Kochavim following when you went to the mikveh. And if you didn't go to the mikveh for a whole month, you could have gone a month ago. But you waited till today, you have to wait till Tzeisar Kochavim after you go to the mikveh. You can't have the Hayar Shemesh before you toivel in the mikveh. So that's as far as eating Maisa Sheni Tavol v'yallah. But if he's one of the four people, the Abba Mechusir Kapora, the Zab Zavi, Yoledis, and Mitzorah, then he has to be Hevi Kaporasar. If he brings the korban, then he's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, then he's allowed to eat korbanos. Because when he doesn't bring the korbanos, he's still considered Tomei. So the Mishnah has a discussion. A person was a Zavi, Yoledis, and Mitzorah. And they already went to mikveh, they already had Hayar Shemesh. And they didn't bring their korban. And then someone tells them, today's our Pesach. You have to bring the korban, b'chusi kippurim. Otherwise you won't be able to... But he became a shutif in the korban. Pesach, the shech, the korban. But if he doesn't bring the hevi kaparasai, he's not allowed to eat the korban Pesach. So then he calls on the cell phone. He finds out that they already brought the Tam Shal Ben Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to bring any korbanos after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim. So the Gemara says, we make an exception to the rule. That's Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chavecha. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash will shecht his, the Zab Zavi, or Letters and Mitzorah, they'll shecht the korban. They'll be zerk the dam, and makariv de murim on the Mizbeach Achitz, and they'll be makariv it, even though it's a violation of what we call the Esei, the Hashlama, Hikta Alech Alvei Hashlamim, Allah Hashlem Kala Kabanas Kulam. Even though it's in violation of the Isa essay of Essay the Hashlama, because that's a case of Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chavecha Mitzvah Rabba. Because if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, Yoivan and Isa Kuris. This guy, he was lazy. He should have brought his Hevi Kaparasa, should have brought it last week, a month ago. He was lazy. But in order to enable him to eat the Korban Pesach tonight, we don't want him to violate the Isa. I'm not bringing a korban pesach. He'll be honest. He can't help himself anyway. He's a mechusa kippur. But in order to enable him to eat the korban pesach bizmano with everybody else pesach rishon, so we say that we allow the kohanim and the beis hamikdash that's chatei bishvil sheyizka chavercha a mitzvah rabba. Why is korban pesach mitzvah rabba? Because it's an essay that has koris. Usually, you only have koris if you violate a lois essay. The only two essen that you have koris is pesach hamilo. That's the first Mishnah in Krisis. The Lamed Vav Krisis Amur is Batar. 36 instances when the Torah punishes Kares. So two of them are on a mitzvah sese, Pesach Hamilo. The other 34 are on Lavim. So if you violate one of the Lavim, B'shoigig, you bring a Korban Chatos. But if you violated Korban Pesach, B'shoigig, or you didn't do a Bris Mila B'shoigig, then you don't bring a Chatos because it's only an essay. You have to, there's no love over there. This has a lot to say here. Well, a lot of topics. So again, getting back. Tosis raised the question, why did the Mishnah in Gittin quote Bishame quotes the Pasuk, the Torah brought the Shem. Why don't they just quote the Pasuk, period? So the simple answer is what they quoted from the Gemara in the end of Megillah, to prove that Periviriv is a mitzvah rabbah. Like over there, if you sell a Sefer Torah, you can use the money, Lisa Yisho, to marry off Yisoymas, and so on. So the same over here, to show that Periviriv is a mitzvah rabbah, so therefore we say Chatei b'shul sheiska chaverecha. We usually don't say chatei b'shul sheiska. Only chatei b'shul shetiska, and even that's in very rare cases. But here we even allow chatei b'shul sheiska chaverecha because it's a mitzvah rab. That's a simple answer. And then Tosafot before gave another answer, a different reason why they didn't want to quote the pasuk ru revu because the onus the chatzir v'chasam he's in a predicament. Lisa shiv chaniyoch lisa baschoren aniyoch. He can't get married, so he's onus. So we wouldn't pressure the Adon to enable him to fulfill the mitzvah peri ribya. He's an onus, onus rachman et patre. And then they leave it off like that. So why did it? What does it help that he quoted the pasuk of Tov Barah L'Shem Sitzo? He's onus on that also. What's the difference between this and that? What's the answer? So it's missing in the answer. It's incomplete. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests. Maybe peri ribya is a mitzvah bin adam lamakam. Everyone should get married and have children. Koidem atin Torah, the nature of the mitzvahs, milus haaretz, to populate the globe. So maybe that was a mitzvah bin adam l'chaver. But after matin Torah, the mitzvah is bin adam l'makom, maybe to hasten the coming of Moshiach, according to the one opinion. Or according to the other opinion, everyone has an obligation to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation from your own children. So that's a peruv who is a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. So if you're honest, rachman et patre, there's no chiyuv at all to do the mitzvah. And a kodesh bochel bo b'truyin b'riyosa. But once you have this pasuk lo tov v'ra l'shevus yitzara, this is like a shibut to mankind. This like bin adam l'chaveira. We're mechuyev to see to it that the world will be. A kodesh bochel created the world that it should keep on going. It should. There should be people in the world. So maybe the nature of that mitzvah has been Adam Lachaveiroi, and there you wouldn't say, Onis Rachman et Patre, Potter and Gansen. You would say, you're Potter from the Oynish, you're not going to be punished. But he really is Mechuyev. There's a big Machlokes Achrayim in Hilchas Tefillah. There's a din if a person forgot to daven Mincha one day, forgot to daven Ma'ariv. When it comes to the next month, tefillah, he should daven tefillah bismana, and then step back three steps, and then pause a little bit, ma'alach talramas, and then he should say a second Shemoneh Esrei to make up tashlumin for the Shemoneh Esrei that he missed in the earliest month tefillah. So there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What if the person was onus the whole month tefillah? Let's say he could have daven mincha in the early afternoon, and then he got into an accident, and then they had to hook him up with pipes and everything, and intravenous and everything, and now he's in the intensive care unit. But in the first hour after Chatzosi, after this man Mincha began, he wasn't honest. He was honest in the end. So when I'm talking about such cases, what if he was honest the whole time? He was honest the whole man Mincha, and he physically wasn't able to daven. You say, Onis Rachman et Patre is potter from the tefillah, therefore there's no tashlumin. Or you say, no, Onis Rachman et Patre is potter from the Oynish, but there should be tashlumin. So that's a machlokes achrayim, a hilchos tashlumin. Would you have tashlumin if someone was honest?
What's the question if he was only honest for part of the time? His man mincha starts at 1:30, and he's going to at 2:30 mincha, because that's when he always goes.
Right.
And then at 2 o'clock, he gets in a car crash or whatever. So what's the.
Right, but he was b'chuyah before, he wasn't honest. Before, he didn't know anything wrong, but that he wasn't honest. So he just didn't daven mincha, so then we should say he has to do tashlumin. Because he could have daven theoretically, he couldn't daven before. He was relying on the fact that he's going to daven later. Let's say he's sitting in a class, he could have davened the whole afternoon, sitting in a class, and then some, I don't know what the class. Yeah, okay, that's a shame. If he's honest the whole time, then it's a machleke sakram. But if he's only honest the last couple hours, and the first couple of hours, he's not an honest, then there would be tashlumin. Then there would be tashlumin. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says there's no room for pilpul. Rabbi Chanan pointed out in his shiurim, there's a Mishnah in Psochem. The last parak in Psochem is parak Avi Psochem, Akiddush and Abdolah and Haggadah and Abikosis and so on. Next to the last parak is all about the dinim of Pesach Sheni. Misha Hiperak, Misha Hayatomi. All about Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, Machmasainis, brings Pesach Sheni. So the Ferish Mishnah. And there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. What's the nature of the din of Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni Tashlumin LaRishon? Or Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzma. L'may nafkemina with a tashlum and a regel bifnei atzma. So the Gemara says, what if you have the Gersh and his guy ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? He wasn't Jewish on Tezvav Nissan, on Yud Dal Nissan. He wasn't Jewish. He converted in between Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So if Pesach Sheni is a tashlum and a Rishon, so he wasn't Mechuyev ben Rishon, he's not Mechuyev to do tashlumen. But if we paskin Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzma, machlek is Rebbe Rav Nosson. We pass like Rebbe against Rav Nosson. The Pesach Sheni is not Tashlum in the region. The regel bifnei atzma, even though he wasn't Jewish on Pesach Rishon, still he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Or let's say he was a cotton. Gershon is Gaira cotton Shehigdel, but Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. One of my sons was born in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So when he became Bar Mitzvah, there was no Beis HaMikdash, so the Shadr didn't come up. But with Bansha Beis HaMikdash or Yekayim, if you have a cotton, it's not Pesach Rishon, he was not Bar Mitzvah, so he wasn't Mechuyev, strictly speaking. If you want to include him, it says you can eat. You can be Memanek Tanim on the Korban Pesach, if they're Tohar, if you put him in a mikveh, if you sought to with that Tetar, you can give Korban Pesach to the Tanim also. They always did. Mishnah said himself, they always did. But let's say the kid was a cotton Pesach Rishon and the father was not Memanahim. The father didn't give him any Pesach Rishon. Then it comes Pesach Sheni. By then he is Bar Mitzvah. Is he Mechuyev to have Pesach Sheni or not? So the Gemara says that depends. We pass him like Rebbe that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzma. So even the cotton Shehik, there was also Mechuyev to bring, unless he participated in Pesach Rishon. If he participated, then there is no Pesach Sheni for him. It'll change only for the people that didn't have a shaykhus and Pesach Rishon. So that's a machloikis hatanoim, Rebbe Rav Nosson. The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. That's a machloikis quoted by the Brice. So the Mishnah says, it sounds like a holidays. If the person was onus on Pesach Rishon, he can bring Pesach Sheni. So Rav Hanan asks, but that should depend on the machloikis Rebbe and Rav Nosson. If the din would have been like Rav Nosson, that Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and Larishon, and you hold that onus rachmana patri potter legamrei potter mikol vakol, so there shouldn't be any tashlumen. So you see from the Mishnah, al pi pashta, it doesn't say the Mishnah. Gemara never said the Mishnah that says if he was onus on Rishon, he brings al sheni. Gemara never said it. Only goes al libe de Rebbe, he holds pesach sheni regel bifnei atzma. Gemara sounds like even if he would hold like Reb Nosson, pesach sheni is tashlumen the Rishon, he still have tashlumen for onus. Why? Onus rachmana patri is only if he was onus the whole time. But if he was honest on Rishon and he's not honest on Pesach Sheni, he's not honest. He's not called an honest. Just like if he was only honest from 2:30 on, but he wasn't honest from 12:30 to 2:30. So that's not called honest. So the same over here. If he was honest on Pesach Rishon, but he wasn't honest on Pesach Sheni, so that's not called honest. Let him do the tashlumen. So that's what Rabbi Chanan Tine is. You see from the Mishnah that there is tashlumen on Pesach Sheni. That there is a chiyuv. It's not that there's no chiyuv at all. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's suggestion to fill in, because the Tosis gives the beginning of the answer. They don't fill out the rest of the sentence. They just say if it would only be for the mitzvah of Piriyah Berivya, we would have said he's honest on that, and you don't have to worry about that. No, so now that you quoted the pasuk in Yishalat Tovro, how does it? So it's honest on that also. So they don't finish off the sentence. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, that maybe there's a difference. Some mitzvahs, we should say, Onus Rachmana Patrei, you're Pata Legamre. And other mitzvahs, maybe you're not Pata Legamre, maybe you're just Pata from the Onish. Interesting suggestion. Then Tosis has an interesting comment. There is a Gemara in Gittin where the Gemara says there was a woman who was a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yebaschorin, and because she was neither here nor there, she was a chetz yebaschorin, so she couldn't marry, she couldn't live with an Eved Knaini, and she's a chetz yeshivcha, so she can't get married to a ben chorin. So, and the woman had a desire to be with a man, so she was having affairs with people. So because she was being mizana, so they insisted that the Odom should be Meshachar her, and then to solve the problem, and she'll go get herself a Shidduch. So Tosis says to Kasha, why aren't they Koifa, just like a Koifa, if you have a man who is a chatzi eved b'chatz mecharon, so why aren't you kofer the odon to be meshachrer the girl who is a chetzi shivcha b'chetzi b'schar? So the din is that women are not chayv in pira v'rivya. But there are two opinions on the first page in the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra where the women are mechuyev and shevis. So if over here you're saying that you're koy for the Yodon to free the Chatzieva v'chatzmachem because of, more so because of shevis than because of pira v'rivya, so if one should assume that women are mechuyev and shevis, so why are we not koy for the Yodon to free the Chatzieva shivcha v'chatzieva v'aschorim because of shevis? Why do we only force the Yodon if she's being mizana, so she's being machshel a lot of people? So that's chatei b'shvil sheyisku harabim, a mitzvah derabim, because a lot of people are being nichshel with her. Why don't you just say, because women are mechuyev in Shabbos, and Shabbos is enough of a cause to be koy for the Yodan to be meshachar. So Tosfos raises the kasha, so they give an interesting answer. They say, if you're going to free the Eved Ivri, if you're going to free the Chatzi Eved v'chatzi menachar and the Eved Knaini, was a Chatzi Eved Knaini, then he's going to have to get married afterwards. And even if he doesn't want, we're going to be koy for him. I don't know exactly how that works. A guy goes out on a date and he doesn't like the girl. And she's the only girl left in the world. So the bezdin is koy for him, he has to marry the girl. How's it going to work? But he doesn't like her. I don't know. Apparently, the institution of marriage changed over the years. Today, you're going to force a guy to marry the girl. He's not going to want to live with her. But in the days of the Gemara, you koy for him, so he's going to have to live with the woman, okay? So Tosfos says, women, since women are not mechuyev in pira v'rivya, even though women are mechuyev in Shabbos, but you won't be koy for the woman. If you have a woman who's mechuyev in Shabbos, she doesn't want to have children, so you won't be koy for her. But if it's a man who's mechuyev in pira v'rivya, then you will be koy for him. Interesting. So Tosfos says, the only time we're koy for the Yodon to free the Chetze Shivcha the Chetze Bascharin, if she's mizana with people, it'll be a michshol or rabbin. That's chatei b'shul sheyiska chavercha, that's a mitzvah de rabbin over here. But if you don't have this situation that she's being mizana with people, then we wouldn't free her because of Shevis, because she may not want to marry after she becomes a Bascharin, and then we won't be koy for her. Interesting. Interesting that you. Why Tosfos doesn't explain why you only koyf on the mitzvah piriv. You're not koyf on the mitzvah of lotov baro l'shevis yitzor. Why not? I'm not sure. It's a mitzvah medibri kabbalah. It's only a pasuk in Navi. It's not nechumash. You're not koyf on mitzvahs medibri kabbalah. I don't know. There are more rites in Siman Aleph and Eben Ezer. The bismanos are not koyf on piriv rivya. Bisman. Years ago, apparently in the days of some of the Tanoim, there would be koyf on pira v'rivya. If the man is getting on in years and he's not getting married, we would be koyf for him to get married. So the Rama says that bezmanos we don't why. So he quotes the Gemara, the last few lines in Chesk Sabbatim. The Gemara says after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, a suggestion was raised: maybe we should make a gzeira, no one should get married and have any children. So is it just going to have more Jewish children who will be killed by the anti-Semites? B'dinu shenigzer al atzmeinu, the last five lines. B'dinu shenigzer al atzmeinu, where is it? Shelo li'isa isha l'holid banim. We shouldn't have any children because you're just having more children who are going to be killed by the anti-Semites, by the Nazis. But the Gemara says, it's not going to work. People fall in love. They see a good-looking girl, so they want to get married. So it just can't work. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Gemara. So in that Gemara, there's a machloikas and rishonim. Tosfos asks over there, how can you make a gzera de rabbonon not to get married? B'dinu shenigzer al atzmeinu shelo li'isa isha teima v'haksiv pru revu. It's a pasuk in Chumash. So Tosfos answers on the daf, Hashemo, alosam shekvakimo pirivya kama. Maybe it means that you should only have a son and a daughter, and you should close up shop after that. You shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter. But you can't have a gzera de rabbanan, keneg adoba hamufurish batoyram. So that's a famous Taz. The Taz has like that. We mentioned that Rabbi David Cohen from Flatbush has a whole sefer that's entitled that Divrei Hataz HaYadua. Someone brought me a second edition of the Sefer. I don't have a chance to look at it yet. He told me that it's more expanded. He has more. He quotes every time the Rishayim and Acharonim bring up this issue. It's a Mefurish and Machlekes, and the Rishayim and Acharonim, what do you say like that, Taz? Taz quotes that from the Bach, that the Chachamim have no right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon Kenegedov HaMefurish Batar. In the Chumash it says you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say you blow Shofar even when Rosh Hashanah Chaliyas B'Shabbos. It's self-understood. Why not? It's a Chachman Vein HaMalacha. There's no Malacha involved. So since it doesn't say the Farish, so they had the ability to make a Gzera de Rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why didn't they make, so the Bach asked the Kasha, why didn't they make a Gzera, you're not allowed to blow Shofar ever on any Rosh Hashanah Mashmiah Kol? You're playing a musical instrument, Gzera Shamisak and Klishir. So the Taz quotes the Teretz and the Bach, he can make a Gzera Kenega Dom and Furish Batur. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishani, whether that klal exists or not. So the Tosfos on the Daf thinks that you cannot make a Gzera Kenega Dom and Furish Batur, and the Gemara meant to say you should make a Gzera not to have more than a son and a daughter. The Gemara says in the Bama, in the end of Perek HaBo Yavimto, he should have bonim b'ziknuso. They quote the story of Rabbi Akiva, had so many thousands of students. Then they all died, Ben Pesach Latzeres. And then he had to start teaching Torah all over again. And he found five Talmidim and he taught them Torah. And those five Talmidim spread the whole Torah to the future generation. So the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Kohelet, it sounds like he's talking to farmers. You should plant seed in the morning, you should plant seed in the afternoon. You can never know which is going to grow better. If the stuff you planted in the morning is going to grow good, well enough, that you didn't need to plant more in the afternoon. But it may turn out that what you planted in the morning on one field is not going to grow. Only what you planted in the evening is going to grow. So the Gemara understands that it goes on farmers. It goes on teaching Torah to students. You shouldn't, if you're still able to function, shouldn't retire. Maybe all the Talmidim that you had in the earlier generations, in the earlier years, maybe they're all going to die. Maybe they'll all be Yotze the Tar B'Sro. Maybe Ein Chiyadeya, which Talmidim will be better. And it goes on having children. That's known as a mitzvah Mediri Kabbalah. The Pasuk is in Kohelet. The Erevat Tanach Yadecha. So Tosh says that was, they should make a Gzera not to fulfill the Erevat Tanach Yadecha. But you can't make a Gzera Kenegan the Mitzvah Piru Revi. But other Rishonim learn not so. And the Ramah and Eben Ezra, the first page in Eben Ezra, Ramah understands like the other Rishonim against the Tosfos on Samach Amid Beis, the end of Perik Cheskes Abatim. Ramah understood that B'zman Hazeh, you're not Koyfa on Piru Revi at all. Because the Gemara says, by right, we should have made Gzera de Rabbanan, not to get married, not to have any children at all. But it's just not going to work. But really, by right, we should have made such a Gzera. So if this fellow doesn't want to get married, so he's doing the right thing. He's not getting married, not having any children at all. Not that he's having a son and a daughter and calling it quits. Not having children at all. According to Tosfos, he wouldn't say that's the correct way. No, Tosfos said that's incorrect. But the Ramah is quoting the Mordechai. The Mordechai disagrees with Tosfos, and Mordechai holds that they should have made Gzera to prohibit getting married mikol vakol. That you can make Gzera kenegad a mitzvah mefureshes in the Torah. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Top of enough. We covered a lot of topics in the Tosfos. We didn't cover every single line, but gigantic Tosfos. We covered a lot of major topics in that Tosfos. That's an important Tosfos. So here, the Gemara says, Tanoihi. Gemara says, on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, five lines from the top. Gemara says, Tanoihi de Tani, we have a Braisa. It sounds like there's a Machloikas. the two people are shutvim in a field, and if you'll divide it in half, 50-50, it's ein bo kedei chalukah. So I agree. I say, I'll give you a whole shiur sadeh, and I'll take less. So the din usually is that shutvim have a right to pressure each other to break up the shutvis, either to divide the business in half, if that's reasonable, or gudoy ogun, to break up the shutvis. So what if he's prepared to divide it in half in a way that I'm offering you, you'll get a full-size field, and I'll get less than the shiur. So I'm going to be giving you more than you deserve. You only deserve 50-50. I'm going to give you 75%, 80%, whatever. So it sounds like that's a machlekes hatanoim and a braisa. Ein shom lo. So the Gemara says, hechidomi, what's the case that it's a machlekes? I lema kidetoni. The way it says in the braisa, so it doesn't make any sense. Why should Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say, ein shom lo? He can't force the other one to agree to the chalukah. Why not? He's giving him a full-size farm, and he's taking less than the full size because he doesn't want to be a shutif anymore. So the Gemara says, must be it's a different pshat, and the Gemara gives pshat. And the Gemara says, no, le'yolam de pshat is, like we said originally, le'yolam kirikatani, the price, the way it reads. Well, the time, my time, Rav Shim Gamliel, why does Rav Shim Gamliel say, if I want to break up the shutfis, I'm not happy that we're b'shutfis. I offer you, you can take 75% of the farm, you'll have a decent size, and I'll have less. So I'll be giving you a matana. So the Gemara says, the other guy can say, sayin matanas yichya. I don't like to accept gifts. You live longer if you don't accept any gifts. There is such a concept. Sayin matanas yichya. So there is a machlekes hatanoim in the end of the first parak in Gittin. There's a din of zachen liyadam shalai b'fanof. So let's say a man wants to divorce his wife, and the wife is not here. So is it a taiva for the wife that she gets rid of the husband? So let's say the husband writes a get and he gives it to his next door neighbor. He said, do me a favor, you accept the get on behalf of my wife. So the Mishnah says, unless you know that the wife is chalashing to get a get. Let's say the wife had demonstrations for years already. She wants a get. And finally the husband caves in and he's willing to give the get, and the wife is not here. So we know she's been screaming for years she wants a get. Okay, so then you say, Zalkan Adam Shlebefana. What if you don't know one way or the other? So you assume that the wife would not be happy to get divorced. Most women would rather remain married than get divorced. Why not accept the get now and we'll give the wife the option later? If she wants, whenever you, let's say, where do you say, Zalkan Adam Shlebefana? I want to give someone a gift, but he didn't show up today. So I give you the gift, you should pick it up, that he should be kind of. So when he finds out that he picked up the gift on his behalf, the Gemara says he can be moichi. He has the right to say, I don't want it. That's the Gemara later in Bava Basra. Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Chul. And also, the end of the second parak. That's a din by Ger Kotan, Matbila Mosa, Adaz Bezin. If a couple doesn't have children, so they adopt a non-Jewish child, and then they convert the child. What right do they have to convert the child? The child is a Labad Das. You have to have Dasa for the Geiris. The Gemara says, it's based on Zochel Yodim Shlavifon. It's a schus for the child. But then the Gemara says, Yigdili Yechelim Limchas, when the child will reach the age of 12 or 13, Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, and then he understands that he was converted, he always has the option to say, no, thank you, I don't want to be converted. So he'll undo the whole Zochel. So whenever you do an act of Zochel Yodim Shlavifon, of the person on whose behalf we did the act of Zechiah, always has the right to say, I don't want it. So the Nesivus raises a question. Why does the Mishnah say you can't accept the get on behalf of a woman? Accept the get, and we'll give the woman all the options. If she wants to be divorced, say you want it, then it'll be a good get. If you don't want it, divorce. Say you don't want it, and you won't be divorced. Whatever you say is good. So the Nesivus says, you see from this Mishnah, that you only say Zochan Anushlai B'fanal if it seems from the perspective of the present that it's going to be L'tai Vosa. If you don't know what direction is going to turn out, that you don't say Zochan Anushlai B'fanal that if now he can't tell, and whatever, if you give him all the options, that then he has control of everything, that's not called Zochen. Zochen is if it looks like it's L'tay Vosoy, it looks like it is in his best benefit, his best interest, so then later on, he has the right to be Moicha if he doesn't want it. But from the perspective of the present, you don't know which way he's going to go, you can't tell which way, then you don't apply their din of Zochen L'Adam Shlei B'Fon. So the Mishnah has, if a man wants to divorce his wife, we don't have the right to assume that every wife would be happy to be divorced. Why should you assume that? Most of the wives will not be happy to be divorced. Most of the time not. In fact, my father used to be a Masada Gittin for many, many years for the Rabbinical Council of America, and he said very often he would have a couple getting divorced. The husband just barely finished high school, and the wife had graduate degrees. The wife was earning all the money. And then when they would be getting divorced, the wife would feel uncomfortable. She's way advanced, more than the husband. She earns the money. Was she not going to have a husband? Even though the husband was stupid. He barely finished high school. And the wife finished their graduate school. And she has a good job. The husband can never hold down a job. Most of the time, the women, the Gemara says, Tav lemesav tandu, lemesav amlo. It's better to be married to a guy who's not so intelligent and not making so much money than to be alone. Women, most of the time, don't want to be alone. That psychology has not yet changed. We assume that it's still so. Rav Soloveitchik said that psychology is based on a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Rabbi Samson Reifel Hirsch shows how it reads into the Gemara. Never says this, but in Rabbi Hirsch's commentary on Chumash, he shows where it says in Bereishis. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said psychology changes over the years, but whatever psychology appears in Parshas Bereishis, that's built into the nature of the world, that's not going to change. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, that Tav Lemes of Tandu is not going to change. Other people are not so convinced that it's not going to change. Who said? Maybe that will also change. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik once held a famous drosha here in the yeshiva, that psychology is not going to change. Anyway, so the Mishnah has a machloek. The Mishnah says, if a man wants to write a get, give to his wife, the wife is not he. You don't know whether she wants it or not. So you don't have the right to say, Zochen Lodom Shlai B'fanov. Because it's not clear whether it's letayvos or not. What if an Odom wants to free his Eved Kanaini? Going to be a free man, he won't be a slave anymore. So that's a machloikas Rav Meir Nachacham. So Meir says, the person was an Eved for so many years, like in a lot of countries in the world, they don't want to have independence. They don't want to be free. A democratic government in Egypt is not going to work, and in Saudi Arabia is not going to work. The people are not used to that. Democracy, they're not ready for democracy. They're going to go crazy. If you give them democracy, they don't know how to be masked. They won't know how to eat it. They don't know how to live with that. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So if the Odin is prepared to be Meshach the Eved Kanaini, he writes a Shtar Shilcha, the Eved Kanaini is not here. Can he give it to someone else to be Zeicha? Zeichem Le'olam Shlo B'fon, I'll be here for the Eved Kanaini. So Rav Meir says no, because maybe the Eved would prefer to remain an Eved. And we paskin that it is chuso levit sheyotzi mitachas sa'ad rabba lecheres. We paskin that it is chuso. That Gemara, the Rashba, on that Gemara, the end of the first parak nitna, is a famous Rashba. So the Rashba writes, the Rif and the Rambam both say that whenever the Odon wrote his tashichu to free the Eved Kanaini, and he gave it to someone else, and you're basing it on Zochen Odom Shlai B'fanos, when the Eved finds out about it, that they freed him, he always had the right to say he's Moicha. He can say, I don't want it. Like if I give you a gift for Pliny, and then Pliny finds out that he said, doesn't want it. Or you're Megai or a Ger Katan, and Ger Katan grows up to be 13, he doesn't want to be Jewish. He can be Moicha, he can undo the whole act of Zochen. So here also, so the Rashba writes, Lule de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid of arguing with the Rif and the Rambam, he is afraid. If he weren't afraid to argue with the Rif and the Rambam, the two major poskim, he would have said that the only time, if you did an act of zochen le'odom shlo b'fanov, the person can turn it down and say, no, thank you, I don't want it. That's only if it's not a schus gomer. But if it's absolutely schus gomer, he says over here, Rav Meir thinks that it's not a schus. Rav Meir thinks that the zoicha shtar shicha on behalf of the Eved Kanaini is not a schus. And we paskin that it is a schus. So the Rashba thinks, not only do we paskin it's a schus, we hold legamre, not like Rav Meir, we hold this mamash a schus gomor, and he thinks whenever it's a schus gomor, so the person cannot even be moicha. He can even do it bal korchai. A big chiddush. That's why I was telling over this story. There was a character, probably not alive anymore, there was a character that lived in Rehovot. He wasn't a rabbi. He did work in Weizmann Institute in Rehovot in physics, I think. But he used to go to the American Embassy in Eretz Israel, and he used to be Masari Gittin on behalf of the husbands who were sitting in prison, refused to give their wives Gittin. They refused it. They're sitting in prison for 40 years, for 50 years, 60 years. They don't want to give gittin to their wives. So how do you have the right to give a get against the wishes? So he says, no, the guy's going to burn in Gehenna for not giving his wife a get. So it's a schus gomer. So even though the husband is meicha, he can still have a right, based on that Rashba. So first of all, the Rashba says, he would have said a luli de mistafina if he weren't afraid of the Rif, but he is afraid to argue. So he didn't, halach l'maisa, he didn't argue with the Rif and the Ram. Secondly, the whole thing is wrong, because the Rashba says it only applies by shtashichra, because he can give it, if the Eved is here, he can give the shtashichra bal korchai. If the Eved would have been here, you could have given him like a get ish, he can give bal korchai. So the shtashichra can give bal korchai. But to write a get on behalf of the husband, if you don't have the das habal, you can't write a get bal korchai. So you don't say zochem bal korchai either. It's against the Rashba. The whole thing is a big mistake. So he used to do these gittin in American embassy, because if he would have done the gittin anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, they would have put him in prison, because nobody is allowed to do gittin in Eretz Yisrael outside of the Rabbanut. You can't do your own gittin in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a chiddush of the Rashba, famous chiddush of the Rashba, at the end of the first parak in gittin, that whenever you have his chuz gomer, he thinks that you say zochem le'adr shleib v'fonav, and the person can even be moichel later on. So there's a sefer by Rameir Arik. Rameir Arik died probably 100, no, in the early first half of the 1900s, not 100 years ago, maybe 80 years ago, maybe 80, 90 years ago. So Rameir Arik was a great Galatiana Goyen, and he wrote a few svarim, has chuvas, very good chuvas. So he has a sefer Ha'oras on Shas. So he has a Ha'ora on the Rashbam here on Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, if I wanna give a gift to someone, but the fellow's not here, I say, I give you the gift, and I say, you accept it on behalf of him. Everybody wants a gift. Want to give him a gift? $1,000. So who doesn't want $1,000? So you'd pick up the gift on his behalf, and Zalchalad Mishlevifon. When he finds out about it, he has the bravery to turn it down. He can say, so if it's Sabech Meikor, that's the top line of Kuf Lamed Ches. If he's screaming, when he first, his initial reaction is that he doesn't want to be indebted to me. So he says, no, thank you, I don't want to accept the gift. So he has a right to break it up. So the Rashbam writes over there, why is he tzoveach meikoroi? So he says, because chov hu lo dechsiv mishle tezvo seinem atonis yichya. So Rameir Arik writes a comment. It sounds from the Rashbam, the only reason why he has a right to be moiched, because it's not a schus gomer, because there is an element of seinem atonis yichya. There is a consideration why a lot of people will not want to accept the gift from someone. They don't want to be indebted to the other guy. And seinem atonis yichya, they live longer. But if it would have been a schus gomer, Rameir Arik wants to be medayik from the Rashbam, then maybe if it would be a schus gomer, he would agree with the Rashbam, with that Rashba in the end of the first parak in Gittin, that he wouldn't be able to be much. I don't know if you can mimic anything from any Rashbam, because the Rashbam writes so much. He always adds on a lot of information that's irrelevant. So I don't know if you can mimic, but that's his deal. He thinks of, and the fact that the Rashbam quotes the Pasuk initially, Tzayin Matanis Yechia, to justify why the fellow is turning down the gift. So he thought from the Rashbam is mashmaf, he has no justification whatsoever. It's a schuz gomer, legamre, schuz gomer, then it's even good bal korcha. Questionable whether that's so. Then the Gemara later, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, is it permissible to put in one kricha Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, to put the Chamishu Chumshe Torah? We do that all the time. Bereishis, Shmos, Meikma, Midud, Ram, we always have it in one kricha Achas. But to put Torah Nevi'im together, that's a machloikis hatanoim. How do we paskin? There's also a question, how do we paskin? So the Hagos Oshri raises the issue, how come earlier Rishonim said we paskin that is mutter? They raised an issue. Rameh Rabbi Yehuda halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Usually, Rameh Rabbi Yehuda halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Usually, so Rabbi Yehuda says over here Torah b'fnei atzma, Nevi'im b'fnei atzma, Ksuvim b'fnei atzma. You're not allowed to put it together. So I think the Rashash comes to answer the Taina of Nagos Ashvi, that from the Brisa it would appear that Maisa Rab, they say they had all the Nevi'im with the Bokim Ke'echor, Apir, Ablozim, and Azariah. They put all the Swarm together. So you see that we don't follow Rabbi Yudah's sheet. It's a question, how do you paskin? The Rama paskins that you may. The Rama writes, you may put together Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What's the issue? Why should there be a Shita that is not permissible? Why does Rabbi Yudah hold that it's not permissible? So this Tosfos has trouble explaining. The Tosfos suggests it'll look as if everything is a Novi. So what's so terrible? What's the great tragedy? It'll look as if it's a Novi. It's very unclear. The Rambam writes there's something really wrong with it. The Rambam quotes a Gemara in Gitlin Perek HaNezokin. Perek HaNezokin, the Gemara quotes a lot of Takonas de Rabbonin. It starts off with Takonas de Rabbonin, Hilchas Gitlin, Sholeach Get, Ayde Shliach, they made certain Takonas de Rabbonin. Then the Mishnah has Takonas Prusbol, and all kinds of Takonas. The Balchad is Dina Bebeinin, this is a Takonas de Rabbonin. And the Tosefta has more Takonas, many, many Takonas de Rabbonin. So some of the Takonas there have to do with Kriyas HaTorah, that the Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's a Takonas de Rabbonin. So the Gemara has some of the Dinim, most of the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah, Mesechas Megillah. And a lot of the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah appear there in Gittin, in the middle of Perek HaNezokin, because they spent a little time about the Takonas de Rabbonin in the area of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara has a question in Kriyas HaTorah. This week is Parshas Vayechi. So if you're going to have a cloth that only has Parshas Vayechi, that's called Kriya Baal Peh. If you have less than a Sefer Shalem, that's called Kriya Baal Peh. If you have a printed Chumash, that's Kriya Baal Peh. It has to be written on cloth. And you have to have a Sefer Shalem. But you have a Sefer Shalem, you have a Sefer Bereshis. You don't have Chamish or Chumash Torah in a cloth, you have a Sefer Bereshis. That's what the Gemara calls Chumashim. When we say the word Chumashim, we mean a printed Chumash. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have any printing press. So Chumashim means it's written on a cloth like a Sefer Torah, but it only has Bereshis, it only has Shmos. So strictly speaking, a Sefer Shalom is called Kri Mitoch HaKzav. So Gemara has a Shaila, can you be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah from the Chumashim? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, v'pnei Kovod HaTzibur. What do you mean Kovod HaTzibur? What does it mean? It looks like they can't afford, it's a bizoyin to the Tzibur, it looks like they can't afford to have a whole one Sefer Torah, all the Chamishu Chumshu Torah together. And what if the Moichel on their Kovod, as a Machloek is Achreinim. The Gemara has a few dinim if they Kovod HaTzibur. Let's say a woman shouldn't get an Aliyah. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, the Mishnah says women, they get Aliyahs. But if they Kovod HaTzibur, it's not proper. So what if the Tzibur is Moichel on their Kovod? So it's a discussion in Achreinim and the Mishnah Brewer and the Behet, the Musan discussion. So here, by this, we assume there cannot be Moichel on their Kovod. That they should lane from the Chumash, they can't be Mechus. It could be that the Pshat is that the Chamishu Chumash Torah is called the Sefer HaBris. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, when all the Bnei Yisrael were Megayer, everybody underwent Geiris at that time. There was Mila Mitzrayim and Tvila that went to Mikveh right before Maimon HaSinai. And then there was Korban. And there was Kabbalah's on mitzvahs, they all screamed out Nasim and Ishma. So you had Mila, Tvila, Karbin, and Kabbalah's on mitzvahs. So that's how we established Lidoris, all the dinim of Geiris. But then it says in the Chumash, that Moshe Rabbeinu lain from the Sefer HaBris. So that only applies apparently when there's a Kabbalah's HaTorah, Ayodei HaTzibur. When you have a Yochid who's Mekabbalah Torah, Yochid is Mizgayer, you don't have to lain from the Sefer HaBris. But on the occasion of Nes Purim, when there was Kimah Likibla, the whole Klal Yisrael was Mekabbalah Torah all over again, so then they needed another Sefer HaBris. So the second Sefer HaBris was Megillah Esther. Divrei Shalom V'Emes, the Gemara says, the Megillah is called Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Kamitu Shal Torah, like the real McCoy. Just like the Sefer Torah is the Sefer HaBris. Originally, at the time, Maimon HaSinai, the Sefer HaBris, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Sefer HaBris consisted of from Bereshis till Maimon HaSinai. But then at the end of the Aboim Shana, the Sefer HaBris is the Chamishu Chamshu Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to put it all together in one volume. So because the Bris was made with the Tzibur, so maybe that's the Pshat. Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, you should learn from the Sefer HaBris. You shouldn't learn from just the Sefer Shalom. If you learn from the Sefer Bereshis, Parshas Vayechi, it's called Mitoch HaKzav. It's not Kriya Baal Peh, that's fine. But it's not a Sefer HaBris. Since the Kriya Bris was made with the Tzibur, maybe that's why you need a Sefer HaBris. Okay, maybe we'll leave off in the middle of this. We'll continue tomorrow. We got to run to Minche. Okay.